Okay, that's what I'm talking about. I had a half lucid and a super crazy long epic. I mean, if you're not gonna have a full lucid, this is what you are hoping for. So, and I had a little bit of troubles again last night sleeping. My shoulders were killing me, like something was wrong. I don't know what it was. I think it might have been muscle cramps. I haven't really been eating or drinking anything in the last couple of days. But I've still been working out and doing the same amount of stuff that I normally do, so my body might have just been running out of energy to put into my body. So I had my first, my semi-lucid. Yeah, I don't know exactly how lucid I was because it was pretty early in the morning. I did part of my dream goal. I met Frying Man again. I went to a gymnasium and I summoned him in there, and there was like two other people in there. And we had set up the whole gym as a way to meet each other, basically. And the idea was that the gym was like a server or something like that, where we could all meet from different parts of the dreams, and that we could all just connect into. And it was similar to Minecraft, because even though it was a gym, there was like different things that you could collect and stack up and put them around everywhere and take up parts of the floor and put them in different places. And someone had put like taken all of the colored pieces of the place and put it in a spiral in the middle of it. Spiral's probably from Gurren Lagann, because I've been watching that. They use spiral energy in that. And then there's also a, like, after that, they also made a teleportation ring in the middle of the spiral thing so that you could teleport in there from dreams. Which I thought was pretty cool. Kind of thinking about using that next time I want to go see somebody. Just teleport in there, because that's where people are supposed to be at. Other dreamers that I know, so. Either way, so I talked to him a little bit, but as I said, I wasn't 100% lucid. I wasn't like making the decisions of this, or else I would have started a fight like I was planning on. But I was saying that this was lucid, like the entire time. I was saying that it was a dream. And I just wasn't connecting it. I was pretty tired. And so, like, that was what happened before I got up and, like, I took a shower and drank and ate and was merry. And then I switched over to, had a few more dreams, one of which was really weird, but not worth explaining. Like, it was weird, but if I explained it, it'd just sound like a normal dream. Another dream was kind of sad because I went to a therapy place and there was a lot of different people that had been left there from time to time by their family, and they said that family members should stick with people that are dropped off there because most people that aren't dropped off by family members show no signs of improvement, or dropped off with family members show no signs of improvement, but they said that most family members leave before their patients are recovered, so a lot of their patients never get out. So it was kind of sad. And the dude was stuck there with his brother, and he was like 18 or 19, and his family left them both there together so that he could help his brother recover. So he was just like losing like years of his life so that his brother could get through therapy. So it was really nice, but really sad. It was interesting. So, and obviously, I thought it was strange because I'm pretty sure therapy works better if you're not with like people that you know and everything. It seems like it would. I don't really know. I'm not a therapist. That probably came from Arrested Development because because Tobias Funke is a therapist or an enneropist. So, my last dream, I had a few more dreams, but they're not worth sharing. Holy crap, I'm so tired. As I said, I woke up in the middle of the night and was hurting, so I took a shower and watched some TV while some ibuprofen and stuff kicked in so that I could get some sleep, because I wasn't able to sleep at all after my shoulder started hurting. It was very, very bad, like, dying bad. Like, it wasn't like, oh, there's a little bit of pain, I can't go to sleep. It was like, this pain is never going to end, I'm gonna die. That was what I was feeling last night. It's just what I'm feeling. I did not finish yesterday's post because I got off of work pretty late and my car broke down at work. But I will be adding and collecting those posts to my dream journal. So moving on to my last dream. This one should take up the rest of the time. It was amazing. So, this dream works with the rules for time control. There's obviously, I don't know if how science fiction-y you guys are, but there's a few different time control theories. One is that as soon as you do any form of time control, it creates an alternate dimension that then, like, you can't even, it's really almost impossible to get back to your dimension unless you go forward and then back in time. But there's another theory that whatever happens, happens, basically, is what I've always called it. They've got technical terms for it, all the science fiction nerds. But the idea is that if I went back in time to the 1600s, then that happened in the 1600s when the 1600s happened the first time. This is my preferred method. That's the way that actually Star Wars does it. And that's one of the biggest differences in Star Wars and Star Trek that I've ever seen. Is that there is some people that can, in the expanded universe, that can transfer through time, or go through time. That's called shadow walking, or something like that. And they can go in time any, they can go to any time they want at a, what is it? At a previous moment in time, they can always go back in time if they're at the right place. So they can look back at any time in that place. But they can't stay there. But, like, some of the people use it to go say goodbye to their loved ones, and then they realize that their loved ones actually, for instance, died with them there, even though they weren't there the first time. They realize that they were there the first time. So it's interesting. But then Star Trek just creates a different universe every single time there's a split. Every time there's any form of time travel, it creates just a completely different universe. So my dream amazingly goes with the type of time control that I like, which is the whatever happens, happens idea. So what originally happens is I am spending some time in there's a huge conference going on, and it's got, I don't know what type of conference, I didn't pay enough attention to that. But basically, the whole place is in danger of blowing up, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure, like, there's, like, four different stadiums and three different concert halls and some other small theaters rented out. And they're all really close to each other, and this whole place is really just used for this conference and a few different conferences and stuff. And so, I just got there early, and I hung out. And then I found out about the bomb thing coming on, and I tried to warn some people, it didn't work. And then I tried to defuse it, but I had no idea where it was at, so then it blew up, and time reset. And when time reset, every time time resets, I kept going back to a different moment in time, basically. Like, not like a completely different one, but basically I would try to stay away from myself until I found a good place to cut in. Because I, for some reason, I knew that I hadn't met myself in any of the other dreams, so I wasn't really trying not to be with my previous self. I just knew that if I was with my previous self or future self, then I was failing, basically. Because if you're walking the steps that you've already failed previously, you're gonna fail. So I I kept going through different places and talking to different people. And there's only a few of these that are worth mentioning. So it just basically kept resetting over and over. And I kept mentioning different times, and I wanted to be away from that at different times. And I was hoping, and I kept resetting right before the bomb went off. So like not as the bomb went off, but right before. So I kept hoping that it seemed like I was the one who had the power to turn back time. No one else, but I only have the power to do it at a certain time and to a certain time. So I kept hoping that I would find out a way to stop it before and like not forget to turn back time or have anything else go wrong so that I would not turn back time. And there was a group of four of us that were going back in time, and we were a special set of kids, which is weird because I'm always, I don't have that many dreams that I'm a kid. Generally, I'm my age or like a little bit younger, but I think I was supposed to be 17 at this, 17 or 18. And I am going through the whole, like, we're talking with them, and I have a flashback, which is just like a real flashback. And they're explaining all the differences in time and space and everything and how it works and how we need to follow the rules and stuff. And after we start using the time stuff, all of that just goes out the window, though, because it gets so crazy. And there's the three other kids, there's two boys and one girl, and we're all supposed to be, like, super geniuses, which is, you know, a little smarter than I'm supposed to be, actually, in real life. But anyways, so I figure out that there's some dude that created the bomb. I figured out where he lives, and I go to his wooden house, which is just right near all of them. Like, he's supposed to be like the groundskeeper of all these places. So I go into his house, and he locks me in and starts threatening me. And I'm just a kid. Like, 17 is, you know, pretty big boy. Especially me, I wasn't that much smaller. Probably 20 pounds smaller. But you know, I'm freaking out a little bit, and I'm trying to get out, and the other kids help me out without me dying, but he's chasing us around, and I'm pretty sure he ends up dying in this place. So it's good because he's no longer there to set off the bomb, but I'm pretty sure it's timed. So, but it's bad because he's the only one that we know how to, and I'd already used up all of our time with him in all of the timelines, so I knew that there was no way we could get the information out of him, so I knew that I would just have to go back and look at his plans if he left them anywhere. And I couldn't find it anywhere. I ended up finding my sister in one of the timelines and a few other people that I knew and having them help me as well. And they ended up finding it and being able to stop the bomb. It's very interesting. It's very crazy to me how in-depth the dreams can get. How they can just give us all of the answers and make a real story and make a time flow reset over and over and make it to where I don't hit the same exact place at the same exact time. But it was very crazy. It was very fun. If you guys are looking for something to do in a lucid, messing with time is always fun. But this was not lucid. This was just very long, epic. Like, and I'm saying a long epic because I told you before an epic was 30 minutes or so. This is, I might not have told you before. This is, this one seemed to last hours. It seemed like the time thing was about 30 minutes, and so every time I reset, it was another 30 minutes. And I reset it probably, 30 times. So it seemed like I was down there for a long time, but it was also not lucid, and so a lot of times I could have been doing something completely unaware of the time. And that might have caused rifts in time, or I might have thrown more fake memories in there. It's really hard to sell time in dreams, especially if you're not lucid. So that's all the fun dreams that I had last night. So that's all I'm going to tell you. As I said, I woke up in the middle of the night with my shoulder muscles burning, so that kind of ruined my sleep a little bit. I think that I would have continued to have some more either lucids or almost lucids had that not happened. And then I went back to bed, but I'm hoping to get a nap in like usual, and tonight I should have a great night. I'm planning on making sure that shoulder thing doesn't happen again, and hoping to give you guys some lucids. So I'll talk to you later. Bye.